Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
No one can question the fact that the United States military has been under attack for the last 7 years, at least, and not necessarily by an outside enemy. There has been a concerted effort to weaken our military from allowing open homosexuals to serve, booting military personnel out for confronting Afghanis who rape little boys. Chaplains are being forced to be politically correct, and transgenders in the military has become a big issue recently. And, of course, the list of these type of assaults goes on and on. My guest today is Elaine Donnelly. She's president of the Michigan-based Center for Military Readiness. Thanks, Elaine, for being with us.
Nice to talk with you.
And I really appreciate your staying on top of this, and I'm assuming that's probably the main mission of the Center for Military Readiness is to stay on top of what's going on in the military and to allow the public some insight into what's going on.
Well, we report on and analyze military social issues, and they're in the news all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the main issue of concern is women in direct ground combat, right, which is defined as the units that attack the enemy. It goes beyond being in danger, being in harm's way. Women have served very well and with honor in harm's way. That is not even in dispute. But now we're talking about the units that actually attack the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Physical strength and endurance are very much a part of not just survival, but mission accomplishment. And we have an administration that its latest challenge is to impose on the armed forces an agenda, an extreme agenda of gender diversity in the combat arms, meaning infantry, armor, special operations forces, artillery, and the like. And they're determined to do this with gender diversity metrics, which is another name for quotas, regardless of the consequences, regardless of the damage done to both women and men in the combat arms. And we have a Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus, who, when confronted with basic facts from only a four-page summary of extensive research done by the Marine Corps, he just waved it off. It doesn't matter to him. He's going to push ahead with the agenda anyway, putting women even into Navy SEAL.
And they talk about a war on women. To me, this is the war on women.
Well,
it
makes no sense. If for him to react in this way, announcing that his mind is closed, it really makes no sense. It would make more sense to have the commissioner of the NFL say, henceforth, we're going to have gender diversity in all the NFL teams.
Yeah.
Now, that way, if we tried the experiment that way, we would see what would happen. How would the public react? And guess what? Nobody would get killed on the gridiron.
Right. They just
but when
plans.
You're talking about direct ground combat, not only can people get killed unnecessarily, missions can be lost. This is an experiment we cannot afford in this country, and there is no other country in the world that is doing what this administration wants to do.
So there's no other country in the world that allows women in direct combat forces?
They have what they call combat soldiers,
such
as infantry in the Canadian forces. But Canadian forces really don't do direct ground combat the way we do. They do peacekeeping if there is peace to be kept.
Yeah.
And we respect our allies, and we need their support. But there is no other nation in the world that conducts combat operations that are comparable to the United States. Now, Israel is an exception because they are under constant threat. They are a conscripted force.
Mm-hmm.
Women do serve, but under different circumstances.
Yeah.
But even in Israel, they do not use women in the infantry troops, and recently they announced they're not going to be in the armor, the tanks, either.
Okay.
They patrol the border, friendly borders, that is, and their service is valuable to the nation of Israel. But even that is definitely not comparable to what we're talking about in the United States military.
Do you think the general public is connecting the dots and realizes what this means? I mean, is it being well publicized that there strongly considered. My understanding is that the Secretary of the Navy is saying October 1st is the beginning of allowing women into the Marine units that are at this present time are male only.
Well, the decision is supposed to be made by October 1st.
Okay, the decision.
The Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Dunford, submitted his recommendation. Now the question is, if his recommendation is that some units remain all male, mm-hmm. such as the infantry, will the Secretary of the Navy, a civilian with, well, he has a small amount of Navy service in his past, but will he overrule the best professional advice of the Commandant of the Marine Corps, who, by the way, is going to be Chairman of the Joint Chiefs after the change of command next week?
Oh, okay.
I hope it doesn't come to that. Surely these people should not be making the decision. Congress should be making the decision. And they're allowing this to happen without any hearings, without any examination of the extensive research that has been done. And they're trying to spin the story in the way that the feminists in Congress want. And that includes Martha McSally, a Republican from Arizona, a former pilot. She used to fly the A-10, and good for her. I'm sure she was an excellent pilot.
Mm-hmm.
But she does not have experience in direct ground
on the
combat.
Ground. Exactly.
And neither do Loretta Sanchez or Senator Gillibrand on the Senate side. These women are intimidating men and using selective facts to try to push this feminist agenda.
So none of the feminists who are currently in Congress who are pushing this hard have had some military experience, but never in direct combat and never in on the ground.
Yes, Tammy okay. Duckworth, for instance, was in a helicopter that was hit,
uh-huh.
and she was horribly injured, lost limbs, injured one limb and lost her legs, I believe. Very admirable in the way that she overcame those injuries. However, even she was not on the ground attacking the enemy. The enemy attacked her helicopter, and the helicopter went down.
Right.
And we're glad that she survived. However, even her experience does not equate to direct ground combat, much less SEAL and other special operations forces operations.
Yeah.
It just doesn't compute.
Now, Secretary of the Navy is civilian. Does he have any military background whatsoever? Has he ever?
He was in the Navy for a couple of years.
He was in the Navy for a couple of years. Is that pretty standard for secretaries of the military,
well,
very various
you
branches?
You don't have to have military experience to be a service secretary or even the Secretary of Defense. That's not a requirement. But certainly civilians, including myself, we have a lot to say about these issues.
Well, right.
And
because
we do know that people in the military have no say. They are, in fact, recommendations are that not only should we have gender diversity quotas, anyone who disagrees with that policy should be penalized and denied promotions. All of this would be enforced by a chief diversity officer,
just what we need.
CEO. That's a phrase actually used by the Military Leadership Diversity Commission. These recommendations have been endorsed by the Pentagon. So the big push, I mean, we have a Secretary of the Air Force, a civilian. She wants a 30% quota of women in the Air Force. She wants more female pilots. Well, we have wonderful female pilots.
Yeah.
They do a great job. But one thing you should not push for quotas in is in the field of combat aviation or any other field where certainly skill and physical strength and excellence matters. You don't go for the average. You go for the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you have gender diversity metrics, then you have to go for average.
Exactly. Wow.
Or less than average even sometimes.
Yeah. So the Secretary of the Navy looked at it, you said a four-page summary of this very extensive Marine report showing that women were unable to lift, they don't have the upper body strength. They can't lift the loads or they don't have the endurance that men do. And that they have a much higher rate of injury.
Right.
But
the task force teams found that in mixed gender teams, 69% of the time, they were not able to perform as well as the all-male team.
69% of the time?
Yeah, in 69%, 93 of 134 simulated ground combat tasks, the all-male teams did better than the mixed gender teams. This was out in the desert over 9 months in this past year. A task force was set up just to test all of this.
Yeah.
And they were monitored by the University of Pittsburgh, very detailed physiological tests and monitoring were done. The four-page summary is very clear. It talks about speed and how speed is a weapon. But none of this matters. The gender diversity advocates, they don't care. It says this: combat effectiveness of Marine ground combat units, factors such as speed and tempo, lethality, readiness, survivability, and cohesion are critical components to fighting and winning in direct ground combat.
Right.
Now, that quote is very similar to what the British Ministry of Defense came out with last December. And in that report, they described exactly what combat is, and they noted that even if you start out with physical elites, women who are as strong as, say, average or below average men,
mm-hmm.
even there, combat marksmanship degrades as a result of fatigue mm-hmm. when the combat load increases in proportion to body weight and strength. Now, the evidence is overwhelming. So here we have a Secretary of the Navy and many members of Congress. They say, well, that evidence, that has to be disregarded. The Marines only looked at the average. Well, that's wrong on two counts. The women involved in this task force have been identified as above average. They self-selected. They were among the strongest of the
really?
Strong.
Oh, really? Wow.
That's true. And secondly, he doesn't understand the meaning of the word average. Average is a data point between two extremes, the very best and the very worst.
Right.
You figure out the average in order to make an informed judgment. But he wants to say, well, we only want to look at the two data points that he considers the best, and that would be the two women in the Army who made it through Ranger training. Well, you know,
two out of how many? Two out of how many, though?
Yes,
yeah.
Out of 132
mm-hmm. yeah.
that started out. That got narrowed down to 20, and then 19 actually went through the training regimen. Of those, only two survived, and they had multiple recycles, they call them. Sometimes recycles have been done in the past. Each of them had several. And, in fact, there's one who's had at least three recycles in the three phases already.
Okay, what does that mean, recycle?
That means to go through a course that you haven't quite made the grade.
Oh, okay, you didn't do quite well enough, so we'll give you a second chance.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, well, we'll tell the bad guys who are shooting at you, you know, you can't shoot at me because I'm a woman. Yeah, that'll
right.
work.
Well,
mm-hmm.
you see, the thing is, yes, Ranger training is very, very tough.
Yeah.
And we'll
yes,
assume,
it should be,
we'll
yeah.
take at the Army's word that the women did the same things as the men. But still, that data point, two
mm-hmm.
people,
yeah.
does not in any way discredit the full vast range of evidence involving
yeah.
hundreds, thousands of people over the past 30 years. There is no evidence that women are or can be trained to be the physical equals of men. And even if they are, over time, because of physiological differences,
mm-hmm.
those people would be at much higher risks of injury,
yeah.
and injury risks affect readiness, because
yeah.
it doesn't matter how brave you are, what a great soldier you are, if you've got a serious hip fracture, lower extremities injured,
mm-hmm.
your arm is not able
right.
to repair itself after an injury, when those things happen, it affects everybody
exactly.
else in the unit, because if you're part of a brigade or a large group, 400 people, one loss doesn't really change much.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're one out of, say, an 11-man infantry
yeah.
squad, the loss of only one or the loss of two due to pregnancy
mm-hmm.
or sexual misconduct or
yeah.
accusations of sexual misconduct,
mm-hmm.
you have to take people out of that given unit.
Yeah.
And that hurts everybody.
That hurts
else.
Everyone. Right. Absolutely. But, you know, it's the PC folks who are willing to ignore all this data simply to, quote unquote, prove women are just as good as men. I mean, that's totally ignoring the danger that they put the entire unit in when they integrate the females and males. And as, looking at the woman's physical or the lack of physical ability, that's not even looking at the temptation for the sexual misconduct. We're not even looking at that.
Well, yes.
Because that'll be in there,
physical
too.
Physical tests really
yeah.
have not looked at the losses that would come
yeah.
due to sexual misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would reject the idea that infantry people, men in this case, or if they were gender integrated, that the infantry community is any more perfect than any other community in the military.
Well, right.
People are human.
Humans.
They make
exactly.
mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
They are drawn to each other, or
mm-hmm.
sometimes they get involved in the harassment end of the spectrum. Either way, it detracts from morale and
yes.
discipline. And you know, it was interesting, the task force experiment, there was a Marine Lance Corporal by the name of Chris Aguello who came forward and wrote in a Facebook post, which has since been taken down, that the female variable in this social experiment has wrought a fundamental change that is sadly for the worse,
mm-hmm.
not the better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he started out being all for this. He thought, we'll work this all out, it's
yeah.
going to be great. But when he witnessed
mm-hmm.
Four women trying to move a 200-pound casualty out of a vehicle
mm-hmm.
turret, they couldn't do it.
Four.
And when he himself injured his back,
yeah.
his back compensating for the inability of smaller-framed, less capable women, it certainly brings home to him
mm-hmm.
and to many others, when you try to pretend that men and women are interchangeable,
yeah.
you end up hurting people,
mm-hmm.
you end up detracting from readiness. This is not a good idea.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. You know, I know that we as a nation, the Constitution gives the civilians the authority. I mean, we don't have a military that the military can make their own decisions, as such like in other countries where the generals can't tell the military what to do. It has to come from Congress. The Constitution
well,
gives Congress responsibility. Right, exactly.
That is as
right.
it should be.
I agree.
The problem is this civilian administration, the Obama administration,
mm-hmm.
has done great harm to our
oh,
military.
Yeah.
Not
and
just
with
because
intention.
What
I mean,
has been taken
yeah.
away, but what has been loaded on, all the burdens of the social engineering
yeah.
that's been going on. So our military is very much in peril.
Yeah, it is. And with them being in peril, we as a nation are in peril because we, you know, we are looking at national defense. We're looking at our image in the world, our world image, how other countries, how our enemies, you know, see us. And that has been a very negative impact throughout all this. And I know that Congressman Duncan Hunter has called for the resignation of the Navy Secretary because of his comments, because of him saying that, well, I'm just going to ignore this study by the Marines because, let me see if I can get this. He said that the male Marine officials went into the experiment with a biased mindset, which unduly influenced the results and caused women to underperform. So he's saying that the Marines were the fault. The biased attitudes of the Marines caused the women to underperform.
Now, notice the fact that Secretary Mabus is so clueless.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't even understand the irony in what he just said.
Yeah.
His mind was made up even before the test began.
Yeah, he has a closed mind, exactly.
Right. And yet he accuses the Marines
yeah.
of presupposing the outcome.
Yeah.
Now, and then some have said, well, they didn't. These were group dynamics. They didn't test individually. Well, actually, they did do individual
mm-hmm.
tests.
Okay.
Back in 2013, many of the same research outfits working on this task force, or at least one of them, the Naval Health Research Center, they did do proxy tests. And they found, for instance, in a lifting exercise involving a 95-pound shell, and you had to move it a certain number of
uh-huh.
times within 2 minutes,
oh, wow.
move it 50 meters, they found that 28% of the women, compared to 1% of the men, could not lift that artillery round and carry it in the required time.
And that's one
now,
woman.
Some
one
would
woman.
Say, well,
mm-hmm.
what
yeah.
about those who could do it? Well, here's the problem with that. Would Navy Secretary Mabus order Navy SEALs to conduct their HALO missions, that means high-altitude, low-opening missions,
mm-hmm.
with parachutes known to fail 28% of the time?
Good point.
If not, and I presume he certainly would not
mm-hmm.
climb into an aircraft and jump out of it with parachutes known to fail 28%
right.
of the time, if he's not willing to do that, then he should stop putting defense of a political position ahead of defense of our country.
Yeah, and that's what it's all become. It's all become a political game, a political agenda to weaken, to weaken. If the agenda was not to weaken the military through all the social engineering, that's exactly what has happened. And I truly, personally, I believe that was the agenda, to weaken our military.
Mm-hmm.
And because our military was too good in the eyes of some, I guess. I don't understand this willingness
well,
to do this to our military.
Well, people chosen to lead the armed forces have, to a great degree, been ideologues. This president believes in gender diversity metrics, another name for quotas. This is one of the most controversial concepts in the nation today. My own state, Michigan, voted against the use of gender quotas at our universities, any kind of quota at our universities. And that decision of the voters was upheld by the Supreme Court. So here we have the military marching in the opposite direction and ordering the armed forces to conduct this social experiment. And when we look at the Army side, now their tests have not been as open and as visible as the Marines, but Army Medical Command did obtain some did do some tests, and we obtained the data using a Freedom of Information Act request. And actually, we had to file litigation because we didn't get it right away. And the Army Medical Command found that in tests of artillery and armor units in 2013 and basic combat training since 2010, women's injury rates averaged twice those of men. Now, the task force summary said that in the infantry training battalion, now this is for enlisted women, not the officers, it found that women were injured at six times the rate of their male counterparts, six times as often. So that course is not as demanding as the infantry officer course. This is the one where 29 women female officers, tried their darndest to get through, and most of them did not get past the first day. So what are we looking at here? We're looking at reality. And instead of looking at this in a reality-based way, we have people saying, well, we can mitigate this problem, we can mitigate that problem. Well, the word mitigate is never used with something beneficial. Mitigate means problem. The question becomes, why create the problem in the first place? Why do we really need to break women's bodies in the course of training beyond physical capacity? Do we really need more female handicapped or disabled American veterans who are women? Do we really need that? How is this beneficial to women? There's no survey showing that women want this. 92.5% of Army women in an official survey said they wanted nothing to do with these direct ground combat positions.
So would it be lowering the standards? I mean, if it reaches this point, which unfortunately it appears that it's on a fast track for to allow women in open combat, direct combat forces, do you think that they will lower the standards so the women will know? Of course, it doesn't matter.
They
if they lower the standards,
just...
If they lower the standards, those women are still going to get killed out there fighting. So that's they can't lower those standards.
They, no matter how many promises are made about gender-neutral standards, no one should be misled, because gender-neutral can also mean lower than before, equal but lower than before. So although the Marines held the line at the infantry officer course, and maybe they did at Ranger or whatever, over time, the pressure to meet those gender diversity quotas, you will have to lower standards to both reduce injuries and to meet the desired gender quota. This is so inevitable. It's happened many times in history, and you know, my writing and observing this issue goes back many decades. Every time the armed forces try to come up with objective standards and then meet the, or match the people to those jobs, every time they do that, the liberals say, oh, yes, that's what we want. We want women to meet the same standards as men. Until you see that high standards tend to discriminate against women in their mind, their career barriers. Now, we're seeing this right now. Representative Loretta Sanchez from California, she's also complaining that the Marine research, she thinks, was designed to exclude women. Well, excuse me, ma'am, you can't say on the one hand you want high equal standards and then criticize tests that show that women are not the physical equals of men. There's never been a study anywhere in the United Kingdom or the United States showing that with extra training you can bring women up to the same levels as men. You can make them stronger. You can get some women who are equal to the lower level men, lower achieving men. But you cannot get rid of the physical disparities. It has to do with muscle structure, 10 times as much of the androgenic hormones that make men stronger than women. what are we going to do? Give women male hormones when they're in high school?
That might be. Who knows? I mean, they're going to start doing that. You know, they're looking at allowing open transgenders in the in the army at least. And I mean, they'll be
that's another whole issue.
Oh, I know.
But, I mean, once you decide that so-called equal opportunity or career advancement, once you decide that's the most important thing, then anything goes.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
you have to lower the standards. You have to make compromises. You have to do everything you can to make it work. And the way our military is going right now, we have the strongest military in the world.
Yeah.
But it's not going to stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
If gradually there is an erosion in standards, and morale is also affected because when people are aware that standards have been changed and they see their leaders denying that anything has changed, it is inherently demoralizing, and in the fullest sense of the word, it means to remove morals.
Right.
It means to tolerate things you otherwise would not, which brings me to the what we're seeing about soldiers being aware of abuse of young boys in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and told
this is a problem that's been festering for many years.
So I've heard a couple of different stories on that issue. One is that they're denying, of course, the military is denying that they ever told their personnel to ignore that abuse by the Afghanis. And,
well, of course they would never put it in writing.
Well, true.
But if it's tolerated and if people who raise questions about it are punished, it doesn't take much to connect those dots.
Now, one guy, I'm sorry, I don't remember what his name was, who actually confronted, it was an Afghan who had been trained by, was it the Army or the Marines? I cannot remember which.
I think it was a Marine. I think his name was Buckley, but I don't hold me to that. I'm not sure of the name.
But he actually confronted the Afghan.
One father has come forward because his son told him of the screams that he heard when these young boys were being abused. And nothing was done. And when he his son tried to do something, he ended up dead. There was a rash, and there still is in some areas, a rash of killings of American personnel by people who have this peculiar culture of violence and sexual repression. The sexual repression works itself out by what they do is take young men, dress them up to resemble women, and then they have their way with them. The men, young men have nothing to say about it. This is something that is a shameful image in the world. It's something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that our military can
But
that's not their job.
Right, true.
But certainly our military should not be expected to condone it.
Exactly, absolutely. So what can we do? Call Congress? I mean, what can we do? Is there anything we can do?
Well, I would call the offices of Representative Duncan Hunter.
Okay.
He has called for the resignation of Secretary Mabus, and he should be encouraged to do that.
Okay.
Senator McCain, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, he said there should be hearings. Well, then he needs to say, excuse me,
then let's do it.
We're not going to see any changes until we have those hearings.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it's not until next year.
Right.
Senator McCain needs to be encouraged to do the right thing.
Okay.
And certainly Representative Thornberry, he is the chairman on the House side, the House Armed Services Committee. So those and your own congressman, of course, should be encouraged to do the right thing.
Okay. And we need to have hearings before, if there are any changes, before allowing women in the
That's
military.
That's right. All
or
of this
transgenders.
Is supposed to take effect on January 1.
Yeah. Wow. So it needs to be done this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hey, thanks, Elaine. How can they contact you if folks have questions?
Well, our webpage is www.cmrlink.org. People can reach me. There's a place called Confidential Contact right on the webpage there. You can reach me that way.
Okay.
But by all means, read the articles that we've posted, including the article that we had in the Washington Times recently that's on our webpage, and then follow through.
Okay, cmrlink.org. And I do encourage folks to go to the website because there is a lot of good information, excellent information on what's happening to our military. Thanks so much, Elaine, for being with us again. I appreciate it.
Okay, very well.
Okay, you take care. Okay, bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.